it's sort of a sad reality that it's not a matter of if it will happen, but it's just a matter of when. When will it happen that all of us will become Habakkuk, the prophet of the first reading? When will our prayer become like his? We will all find ourselves crying out and saying, "How long, O Lord, I have cried to you, and you do not answer me. How long, O Lord, I have prayed to you, and you do not hear my cries, you do not hear my appeals, you do not answer me." For all of us hit that point in our life at one time or another. Now I pray it's very few. It's not for very long. It's very, far in between that we hit these moments where we tend to sort of lose faith, where we question, where we doubt. That our Lord says to Habakkuk the same as he says to us, and says, "I've already laid the plan out in front of you. I've told you everything and how it is to happen. I've given you the path to heaven. Just because you have become impatient with my plan, just because you have thought better of it, doesn't mean that I am not still moving things forward. It doesn't mean that my plan is not still in motion. You have just started to waver yourself." And that's the truth. That's what we do. We start to doubt. We start to question. We start to waver. And the Lord says that's what we cannot do. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's what our responsorial psalm says. For the Lord always is calling out to us. He's always speaking to us. The question is whether or not we're still having our hearts open to him. Whether or not we're still listening to him. Whether or not we're still allowing him to speak to us. St. Paul's second reading even had to say to Timothy, it says, "You have been given all that you need to be successful. But now you need to choose to continue to follow." That's why the gospel really brings it home, because even the apostles themselves says, "Lord, increase our faith." And Jesus says, "Increase your faith." Because I don't need to increase it. I need you to choose the faith. Because if your faith is only the size of a mustard seed, you would have more faith than you would know what to do with. If you choose to truly believe in me, then you will have everything you need to uproot trees, to move mountains, to be able to persevere on this earth. But you have to choose it, to have true faith, to be humble enough to accept my will, to move past our own selfish desires. He says that's what true faith is. You have to choose to be my disciple. It's not a matter of increasing it. It's just a matter of having it at all. He says, and the choice is up to us. That each and every day, he says, I have given you free will. And you have to choose to follow me. You have to choose to pick up your cross. Because each and every day, we have so many people in this world that just simply say, enough. I can't choose to follow anymore. I can't choose to trust anymore because I believe in something else. I've become impatient. I've lost hope. I can always make excuses because that's what we do and that's what we do best. We justify our sinfulness. We justify our actions. But I think about video I recently saw on one social media, when you're scrolling along, and it was this guy who's walking up to the church. He's on the phone. He's like, "I'm going to go pray. I'm going to go grow in my faith. I'm going to be better." He's determined. He's ready to go, and he gets to the door of the church, and he pushes on it, and he pulls on it, but it's locked, and he says, "It's not meant to be. No, God doesn't want me." He turns in disgust, and he walks away. And right next to that door, the other door is just wide open, ready for him to walk in. But that's what he wanted to see. That's what he wanted to justify. say, nope, I was pushed away. I don't know how many times that people come to me and say, well, I used to be Catholic, but you know, not anymore because of this priest was mean to me. Or that priest was boring in his homilies. Dear God, who put that pressure on me? You want to entertain you every single homily? To be perfect every single homily? It's not going to happen. I just speak about thousands of people every single day. If I say the wrong thing, you're going to lose your faith completely? Jeez! It's not on us. It's your choice. Don't blame me. Because that's what we want to do. Oh, the church has too many rules, has too many teachings. No, you chose to not want to follow. You chose your selfish desires. The Lord just simply says, here is the true path. So brothers and sisters, that's why we're here again today. Because once again, you've chosen today. But will we choose again tomorrow? And so we ask God for that grace and for that strength. Because we say, Lord, continue to give me the faith. All I need is the size of a mustard seed. All I need is to be able to continue to cry out. To not be discouraged, to not be overwhelmed, but to persevere. Lord, I know you always cry out to me. Help me to not harden my heart, but to keep it open to you, open to your love, and to continue to choose to have the faith to follow you. Amen. Amen.